Hello, Perspectives listeners. What kind of impact do the voices you hear on this show have on your life? Listening to personal stories like these is a free service, but you can help us keep it free for everyone by texting KQED to 90999 now on your mobile phone to donate $5. Message and data rates may apply. Terms at mgive.org/t.
A couple of weeks ago, I was at a gathering of Bay Area journalists, sitting next to a woman whose work I know but whom I'd never met. We talked about the state of Bay Area journalism, the exciting new ventures, and the struggles of the traditional media. Later during the program, one of the speakers made a joke. I chuckled. My new acquaintance laughed, loud and for an extended period. Her laugh made me chuckle even more. I don't know what I expected, but I didn't expect her to laugh like that. I gave her a sideways look with a new appreciation. Then a few days later, I was watching one of the cable television shows. A woman was the token conservative on the panel. She dutifully gave the party line. Later, when the host of the show cracked a joke, she laughed heartily, loud and for longer than you would have expected. Those women laughed long and hard, and in both cases, I was drawn to them because of their uninhibited laughs. I appreciated the journalism colleague beyond our shared profession. I'd always liked her work, but after that laugh, I thought maybe we could be friends. And the conservative woman's laugh made me reconsider her position. I didn't change my mind, but I thought maybe it wasn't just the stock party line. Maybe at least she believed it. Laughter is powerful and defining, and I think women's laughter makes a particular statement. While we're free of loads of restrictions we grew up with in the 50s and 60s, our public behavior is still scrutinized. We don't have the same license as men to be loud and wrong. On a certain level, we're still expected to be ladylike and reserved. So those women's unrestrained, wide-open laugh struck me as a sign of liberation. Now that's a word that dates me. Like they were saying, I don't care what anybody thinks. This is funny and I'm reacting to it. Their laughter communicated a reassuring sense of confidence. During these tense, divided times, maybe we should start a movement to bring women together, whatever their political and cultural differences, around an appreciation of heartfelt laughter. Loud laughing women. I like the sound of it. With a Perspective, I'm Brenda Payton.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.